Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And I clearly just took a shower. Anyway, tonight, NXT on the CW. It is the debut of NXT on CW. And hopefully you guys set your DVR, those of you that still have a DVR. Those of you with YouTube TV, you don't got to do nothing because it's the best streaming service there is for virtually everything. We got a lineup for the show coming up here tonight. And tomorrow is AEW Dynamite, where in our top story, we will see Bryan Danielson versus Kazuchika Okada, title for title. It was announced yesterday on Instagram. And a number of other matches as well. We'll go over that. Bad Blood is this coming Saturday night. Yesterday was Raw, the go-home show for Bad Blood. Raw, at least. And you know what yesterday also was? The final ever three-hour Raw on cable television for the foreseeable future. The show is going to be 2 hours from here until the end of the year. And then once they go on Netflix, well, I guess we'll find out then. But we'll tell you about that as well as an update on Killswitch and Braun Strowman and Ilya Dragunov, all of whom are having a rough time right now. We've got the potential return of Adam Cole soon. Bryan Danielson's Yes, Yes, Yes will apparently be going to WWE. I don't know why they want it, but they do. And we've also got the ratings from this past weekend and plenty more. Back in a moment to Observer Live.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. You know, next year is the 20th anniversary of F4WOnline.com, 2025. And for those of you that have been around for a while, just want to note that Al Hollis passed away. The Hollis, who had been a subscriber forever. And he actually went to several of the conventions that we did in Vegas. Nicest guy. And just want to wish all the best to his friends and family. We'll talk about him more on the Brian and Vinny show tonight. But it was very sad here today, the death of Al Hollis. So all the best. It's been a rough day for, well, things like that. We got a bunch of people that are hurt. Killswitch is in the hospital right now. He wasn't feeling well last week, and then apparently he collapsed on Friday, was rushed to the hospital, and he has been there, well, since Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's been 4 days. And I was told as of today, he's still on oxygen, although he apparently is feeling better. He's getting his appetite back. So they're hopeful that he's going to be able to go home at least tomorrow. And then it will be a several-week recovery, most likely. But all the best to Luchasaurus. Hopefully he gets out of there and feels better quick. And then we've got Ilya Dragunov. He's going to be out of action a long time. They did a house show in Columbus, Georgia this past weekend. And it was Dragunov and Gunther for the World Heavyweight title. Why wasn't I at that show? But unfortunately, he tore his ACL. And so he's going to be out of action for quite a while. So all the best to him. And then I did get it confirmed. If you watched the show last night, the Raw show, the last Monster Standing match, which, by the way, was awesome. But they went to a commercial break, and they came back, and Bronson Reed gave him like a Samoan drop, and Braun Strowman, this Braun Breaker thing, it's killing me. Vince was right about one thing. But anyway, Braun Strowman got hit by Bronson Reed with a Samoan drop. Braun Strowman He like grabbed it like his thigh groin area, and then they were going to do a spot where he hit the ropes and knocked Bronson Reed off the apron through some chairs. And man, this guy starts running, and I knew immediately. I was like, this guy's hurt. He normally can't run all that fast, but dude, this was like that match with Jungle Boy. This guy couldn't even walk the ropes. He was limping the ropes. And he knocks his dude off the apron, and then there was like a long period where he just kind of laid there in the corner, and the ref's furiously communicating with the back. So he may have torn his groin, is what it's looking like. I guess we don't have an update now, but that's certainly what they thought yesterday. And he gutted his way through the rest of this match, and they did the superplex spot. They went off this giant box through a bunch of tables outside. I mean, clearly they had to change some stuff. They didn't do the train spot because I'm sure he couldn't do it. But I thought especially with a guy injured, man, I thought they totally delivered in that last Monster Standing match. So all the best to old Braun. Yeah, he did the dive off the post too. Forgot about that. So all the best to Strowman. Hopefully he's back in action soon. But man.
All the best to all those guys.
Everybody.
There. Apparently, that Ilya Dragunov-Gunther match was a really good match, too, from the reports that were out there. So, not sure at what point he got hurt in that match, but just a terrible spate of injuries here and reports that you have. Is anybody coming back to try to balance some of this stuff out?
Well, it is believed Adam Cole will be back soon, but I don't know any details. It's been over a year because he was injured at last year's Grand Slam because, remember, they had that big, long ramp.
Yeah,
and he jumped off the ramp and destroyed his ankle, and he's been out a year. So hopefully he will be back soon. You know, I just noticed.
What's that?
Well, usually on this Twitch, I've got this thing that says recommended channels, which I don't know why, but I do. And usually Adam Cole is on there, but I don't see him right now.
No chugs?
I don't know if that means anything or not.
Hmm.
But I don't see him up there right now. Huh. Anyway.
Hmm.
No update other than what's been reported in various places, including Fightful Select. So we shall see.
Might be an After Dark thing to dig into here.
But let's talk about what's most important.
Yeah. Which is?
Actually, I shouldn't say most important.
You finding out who Jada Fire was?
I would
last
say,
night?
Well, that was pretty important. I would say more important than Adam Cole not streaming, okay? But it's kind of like streaming because yesterday on Instagram.
Not IG Live, though.
Oh, I don't know. It was on Instagram. Oh. Yesterday on Instagram, Bryan Danielson did a video where he challenged Okada to a match with both titles on the line for this coming Wednesday. And I realize nothing has happened yet. I mean, we can watch the match and enjoy it or whatever, but this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This doesn't make a lick of sense. Where to begin? First off, you're doing Bryan Danielson and Okada. Would have been cool to announce it on TV last week or on TV Friday or Saturday. They announced it on Instagram Monday for a show on Wednesday. That's really one of the bigger problems, okay? We can talk about the stipulations, which are the Continental title is on the line, but per the rules, there's a 20-minute time limit. So it's Bryan Danielson versus Okada for both titles. However, Okada's title is only on the line for 20 minutes.
With the old TV title.
So then, of course, the question is, okay, so what are we doing here? Are we going to give Okada his first ever loss on Wednesday to Bryan Danielson? I mean, Okada's not beating Bryan Danielson. So, you know, the various options are, well, we go to a 60-minute draw, or, you know, John Moxley runs in and ruins everything. But it's important to note that, I mean, theoretically, if John Moxley's going to run in and ruin everything, he can't run in and ruin everything until after the 20-minute mark because there's no interference in a Continental Championship match. Right? Or because the Continental Championship, does that mean there's no interference in the entire match even after the 20 minutes has expired? None of this is clear. We don't have any idea. But, I mean,
it'll be a banger.
Hey, it'll be a banger, but you're telling me. This is another one. This is, forget Tony Khan, the actual booker. Let's think about Tony Khan, the in kayfabe booker, the storyline booker.
The maniac.
Okay. Yeah, he is a maniac. You're telling me that this guy agreed that Bryan Danielson could put the world title on the line like 9 days before a pay-per-view where they've advertised Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson for the title? So
well,
it could be Jon Moxley versus Okada in theory, like in storyline? Shouldn't Jon be upset about this in storyline?
Wait, hold on now. They already set that precedent. They had a title match set up for a TV show. Sure, it wasn't a pay-per-view, but it was a TV show that the talent basically said, well, he's not going to wrestle. And then another piece of talent, who's actually your announcer, said, well, I'm going to wrestle the guy who's not going to wrestle for his title against this other guy who's now giving up his title shot. And, yeah, you know, things maybe aren't explained perfectly well there sometimes.
I mean, hey, listen, I'm sure it's going to be a really good match. We're going to get at least 20 minutes. I mean, we have to.
Well, we're going to get a really good match with probably a really, not a terrible ending, because DQs have been around forever with somebody sticking their nose in it, but it's going to be interesting to see how Jon Moxley is going to stick his nose in it, and does he brush up with Okada in the Young Bucks and all of those guys, you know, as part of his whole deal that he can't tell anybody about because he doesn't have the time.
I should note, by the way, that as of right now, there are only four matches scheduled for Dynamite, so I do not think it's out of the realm of possibility they go an hour. Anyway, more on this after the break. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Did have an email here like, why are they even wrestling? Well, Brian wants to prove who's the best once and for all.
On a couple days' notice? Doesn't he have other, like, bigger fish to fry, including the guy that tried to kill him with a plastic bag and who's been beating him up, and like that isn't an issue?
See, what I don't, here's what I don't understand about the booking of all of this, okay? So, I get it.
Why don't we tear it apart piece by piece?
No, here's my point.
Start at the beginning.
I understand that Bryan Danielson's full-time career is drawing to a close, okay? I'm sure he'll wrestle a match here and there, but his full-time career is coming to a close. And so, they want to get all the best Bryan Danielson matches they can get now while they can. So my question is,
look towards them.
No. Didn't we know this like a year ago?
Yeah.
It feels like all of a sudden there's a realization that, my God, we got like 25 matches we need to do. So let's just do them all right now while we can. I don't like it. Should have done this a long time ago.
Isn't that why we had the Continental Classic? Some people said that was because he wasn't going to be able to do a G1, so he had his own little kind of like G1 thing. Like, wasn't that like... I don't understand why you would have a match with Danielson and Okada that would make hardcore fans really happy, whip them into a frenzy, you would think. You know, especially if you build towards it. And why do you not announce that across the board? Why on Instagram? Do you have numbers that say almost all of your fans are on Instagram? This is the place that you want to announce it. Why did you not have this idea? You tell me you didn't have this idea in advance where you have to do this on only a couple of days' notice. I have yet to see the metrics that say announcing something the day before or 2 days before on Instagram or Twitter or whatever is more valuable than just blasting it out there everywhere.
Hey, you know, the other thing, too.
I'm waiting to see that with WWE, and I'm waiting to see it here, too.
The other thing, too, is I'm a man who I just want to help. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to help NXT for months now, and they just don't want the help. Although we'll find out tonight if they smarten up. But I just want to help. And my suggestion would be, as a man who just wants to help, is get somebody on TV to explain what the heck's going on. Because we, again, have all of these questions here on the chat. If Bryan loses, does he retire? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when Ric Flair went on his retirement deal? It was set up by a big promo on Raw between Vince McMahon and Ric Flair, where they made it abundantly clear, the first match you lose, you're done. And every time he had a match, the announcers went on and on and on about how if he loses tonight, he's going to have to retire. That was the whole thing leading into WrestleMania. If Shawn Michaels beats him at WrestleMania, he's done. Well, like, I watch every single AEW show, and I still have absolutely no idea what's actually going on. I know that Bryan's full-time career is winding up, and that he says he's probably going to get neck surgery before the year is up. That's all I know. Does he retire the moment he loses the title? Does he have an end date to when he's retiring? What does winding down mean? Is he going to have matches after he comes back from neck surgery? We don't have the answers to any of these questions. So it's kind of hard to care if we don't know. Like, is Wednesday technically potentially a retirement match? If Okada beats Danielson, is Okada the Continental and the AEW World Champion and Bryan Danielson is retired? I don't know! Just want some help. And to help.
The Continental title should be eliminated. I would love to see Bryan Danielson defeat Okada. First of all, I would love to see Okada turn back the time against Bryan Danielson. If he can't do it there, he's not going to be able to do it against anybody. And I will fully expecting him to. I fully hope that he does. I hope this is an awesome match. And I hope Danielson beats him. And I hope he takes that Continental title and takes a trash can and dumps it in it. I don't think that's going to happen, but boy, would I love for that to happen.
This guy here, hold on, it's XTripZX420X says...
I'm glad you interrupted me for that.
Every world title match is a retirement match for Danielson. Yes, it is!
Since when? When did that stipulation come down?
Exactly! I don't remember that being stated anywhere. Did you make it up in your brain? Are you booking...
Do you think that's something, if they did say it, they would want to beat into the ground time and time again? If they haven't, then they probably didn't say it.
This guy says he literally said that in a promo. He did?
Is it not being brought up?
Send me a link to the promo, okay?
Yeah.
And if it was a promo, okay, let's think about this
for a second. Then all that does is add to the problem.
I don't want to compare this place to WWE or anything like that, but hold on a second. If he said it in a promo on a show, I don't even know what show it is, okay? I don't know what show it was. Shouldn't that be brought up every single time he's on screen?
You would think.
Every single time he wrestles? And by the way, they're saying it happened in the first promo after winning. I don't think he said that. I remember he said something, and it was like, you know, my career's winding down, or this could be it. I mean... This was not made abundantly clear. The first person who beats me, I'm retired. So, yeah. Help me out here. In fact, I can find it myself. I take notes. Let's find out.
Go back into the archive. And you know what? If I wanted to see some of these notes that you're going through, I bet you're going back through your reports on the show, which are available for subscribers at F4WOnline.com exclusively for them.
Okay,
not
so he
you Twitter people.
He won it all out, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this would be, which Dynamite would this be? Wouldn't it be the 14th? The 22nd? Probably the 22nd. That's Britt Baker and Mercedes for the contract signing. That wouldn't be it. All in. Dynamite, August 28th. That's got to be it, right? The return of Moxley?
Right before Labor Day, right?
All right. Where's...
Something like that.
Where's Bryan Danielson? Bryan came out as AEW champion to do a promo. All right. Let's see. All right. He said, when I got to the press conference, they asked me the question, what's next? My contract expired August 1st. I'm going to be needing neck surgery sooner rather than later. My family is ready for me to come home. I've got a lot of thinking to do since Sunday. When I first got here, one of the first things I said was thank you to the people who started this place, et cetera, et cetera. When I think of all of that, I realize it's probably time for me to go home, but not yet. I will not retire as AEW champion. I'm going to fight for this championship as much as I possibly can. And granted, as soon as I lose this, my full-time career is over. But that's not going to be anytime soon. So he flat out said, when I lose the title, my full-time career is over. So, again, no! We don't have it clear what's going on. We just know when he's no longer champion, he's not going to be a full-timer. So, if he loses to Okada, is he still wrestling Moxley? Is it Moxley versus Okada? Is Bryan Danielson going to face somebody else? We don't know. We have absolutely no idea. It has never been made clear. It has only been made clear that when he is no longer champion, he will not be a full-timer anymore. He did not say he would retire. He said, I will no longer be a full-time wrestler.
I'm glad you're perplexed over that. I'm still trying to figure out why you have two guys who are arguably the best of their generations, which overlap each other, but are two of the best of their generations. Why you decide to announce that on less than 72 hours notice on IG and then just have it as a match on Collision with, again, no explanation whatsoever as to why any of this is taking place right now.
Did they not know Mox was returning with this story before Danielson won? Because that's what it feels like, this person asks. Well, I know this. So I don't think on this particular show here they had Moxley and Brian planned, because I was told that Wrestle Dream was Brian Danielson versus Darby. But I was also told that there were people that felt that it should be Brian versus Moxley instead. So at some point between this and now, they made the decision to go with Moxley, as we found out in the match where they did the convoluted storyline, where poor Darby had to look like a complete idiot and give up his championship match or put it up in a match because the guy that he was supposed to wrestle couldn't wrestle, even though he wrestled on that show and then ran in after the match where he lost the title shot.
And did the guy that suckered him into giving up his title shot ever explain anything to him? Because he certainly hasn't explained anything to the rest of us about what his mission is or why he's doing the things that he is doing, other than Brian Danielson has gone soft. That cannot be the only reason why. So can we have a little bit more of an explanation as to what the motives of this new group actually is, other than killing Brian Danielson and creating the new Brian Danielson out of Wheeler Yuta? Because that's something that, from watching Collision, seems like it's absolutely coming, where Wheeler Yuta is now the Incredible Hulk version of Brian Danielson. As soon as you push him, he's going to have to kill.
Buble here says that's splitting hairs. Retirement versus the end of my full-time career is not splitting hairs. That's two different things. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence. Sponsored by IBM.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well,
I'm
tonight...
I'm generally annoyed. I really am.
What's wrong with you?
First of all, let's rewind back to Fun Friday. That wasn't that fun.
I had a great
time.
You were
just complaining about things.
No, I did.
And now, I wanted to have a good day today, and this is what we started off with, a bunch of injuries. Killswitch is laid out and on oxygen. People are blowing out knees. And then we have to deal with the booking of AEW,
hey, listen,
which doesn't make any sense
I'll
whatsoever.
I'll shift it for you. We got the NXT debut tonight. I'm very excited for NXT on CW. Because tonight, we're going to have graphics.
No,
I'm confident.
You think you're going to have graphics.
I am confident they are going to do a fabulous job identifying everybody tonight. Plus, we're going to get two title changes as Trick Williams beats Ethan Page with CM Punk as referee, and then Drew McIntyre is going to kill CM Punk, and then Roxanne Perez is going to lose her title to Julia in the opener.
So not in then.
And we'll have Wes Lee and Zachary Wentz, which, by the way,
yes,
I'll give more advice. Okay?
All right.
The last time these two had a match, it was like a friendly exchanging hole. It made no sense whatsoever.
Lockups and moves.
This is a street fight. I don't want to see one flip for at least a few minutes. Get in there and beat the crap out of each other.
Yes.
Make this make sense.
Please.
We got Bianca and Jade Cargill appearing. Miz, who has turned heel. We'll talk about that in a minute. With guests Oba Femi and Tony D. And Jada Parker and Lola Vice versus two members of Fatal Influence, who, by the way, aren't identified here. Hopefully they'll be identified tonight.
Boy,
CW.
I hope this is a one-time thing for The Miz, because we've seen it a lot. Somebody will make an appearance and then do a little NXT residency. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the Good Brothers, I think, have moved into the back of the Performance Center, I believe. But I hope for The Miz's sake, they limit him to just being on Raw and whatever they're going to do with AOP and Karrion Kross and R-Truth, because I don't need to see The Miz down in NXT.
Well, he's there. And you know, The Miz, I had a lot of people talking about The Miz's heel turn on the chat earlier today, and I was like, why? So here's the deal, okay? I know some of you think, well, it's just because Brian really doesn't like The Miz. No.
No, they're trying to get over Karrion Kross.
It has nothing to do
possible
with that. Here's the thing, okay?
Yes.
Miz, like, he sucks as a babyface, okay?
Well, that's true.
He sucks as a babyface. I mean, he's been there long enough, and it's kind of like a new audience, and he can be positioned in a way where he will get cheered. But the fact is, he sucks as a babyface. He'd probably tell you the same thing himself. He's much better as a heel. And dude, he's been a babyface for a long time. Like, did anyone not know this was coming? Of course you knew it was coming. Now, the thing with it was, I thought the turn itself sucked. And I'll tell you why. Because it's not like, you know, they had just won the tag team titles at WrestleMania and then Truth screwed his friend the next day. Or maybe they're about to win the titles and Miz screws him after they've been teaming together and everything. Bro, Truth has been gone for like months, okay? He comes back. He signs Miz to a match where they know they're going to get killed. Truth doesn't, because in storyline, he's an idiot. Miz is like, my God, I have to go in there with AOP and this clown. And so, as it turns out, he does. You know, he gets the first tag and he turns on Truth and leaves. So it was like, it wasn't even out of nowhere in like a good way. It's like Truth just came back. It was their first match together. First off, how could we care, you know? And then Miz turns on the guy. And, you know, as a person, I don't even like Miz all that much, but I watched this and I was like, Truth totally deserved that. Like, this guy's been so stupid in storyline. He does all these stupid things we're supposed to laugh at. But in reality, he's like screwed Miz left and right. Miz is constantly killed because of this guy.
Brian cheered at the end of Mice and Men when he shot Lenny, for heaven's sake.
Well, did Lenny deserve it? I haven't read that book in so long, I don't remember.
The townspeople say he did, but...
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll read the book again. But what I do know is that Truth deserved it. He deserved it. So I'm supposed to feel bad? I didn't like that. But I'll tell you what I did like.
You can blame Odyssey Jones for all of that, because this just feels like they decided to drop a piece into a puzzle with R-Truth and The Miz once Odyssey Jones was gone, and you were going to have Xavier Woods turn on Kofi in a completely different way, because they still seem to be going in that direction with them. But taking Odyssey Jones out of the mix, that's why this feels like, okay, great. Forget about The Miz and R-Truth for a second. The AOP Karrion Kross part of this thing, Triple H has been really behind, or Paul Levesque has been really behind Karrion Kross. They let him go. They brought him back, the entire group, and he is dead set on getting them over. I don't know if he's going to be able to get them over to a incredible degree, to a worthwhile.
Well, once Miz is involved, everything's going to change. Well, their fortunes will change.
And now that you're, again, you have Miz and R-Truth, and you're doing kind of a rehash with them, like, at the end of the day, I don't see how this is really going to benefit anybody. And I know you need to have mid-card feuds. I'm waiting on the magic to happen when it comes to, you know, AOP and Karrion Kross, and it ain't happening yet.
I'm not. Who cares? Let's talk about what's important.
What's that?
Last Monster Standing.
That was awesome.
You know, when we read the lineup yesterday, I thought, you know, this match should main event, but I don't think it's gonna. They're gonna end with like CM Punk and Drew McIntyre or something to build up the pay-per-view. Strowman and Braun aren't even on the pay-per-view. So, I mean, by the way, on my notes here, Strowman versus Braun Breaker. God, these three Brauns.
I hope they have a triangle match one day.
Absolutely killing me. But anyway.
Before you move on, what do you think about nice Braun Breaker?
I'm not moving on. I'm going to finish this, then I'll talk about that.
Okay.
So it's Braun Strowman and Bronson Reed, and they got the main event slot. These two men can say, we main evented the last three-hour Raw in the history of cable TV. Good for them. I was proud of them. I was happy for them.
Oh, my God. They can read it off like The Miz does all his accomplishments.
So this, like I noted, this Braun hurt himself. May have torn his groin.
Ooh.
And they ended up still having this great match. And there was only one thing wrong with the match, and it wasn't even anything anybody did. It was the booking of the referee. Like, this referee in storyline, Adam Pearce needs to fire this guy immediately. He was such an idiot. So
the theme of this show today.
They've got the barricade. And there's the barricade by the timekeeper. And there's also the barricade behind the timekeeper. So first, they do the big spear, and they go through the timekeeper barricade, and they're both there dead. But now the wall's gone. So then they do a second spear. It goes through the second barricade, and allegedly, fans go flying. They go, my God, they've hit fans! And so all of a sudden they send, I swear to God, like 25 security people start rushing down to ringside to make sure these fans are okay, and to provide them with copious amounts of merch. So they're all out there, all right? There's 25 people to tend to, and if you look at it, it's like three fans fell down, three of these alleged fans. So they sent out 25 people, Adam Pearce, everybody to take care of these guys. So as this happened, you know, Bronson's like, who cares about these fans? I'm going to beat up this guy. So he throws him in the ring, and he goes up top, and he hits a tsunami, and Braun Strowman is dead. But Bronson looks around, and there's no ref. Why? Because this stupid ref is out there with the 25 other security guys and Adam Pearce to check on the fans. It's like, dude, there's 25 people out there. Go do your job. But he's not there. So, you know, Bronson's screaming at the ref, get back here, you idiot! And so he decides he's going to do another tsunami. So this was actually a production faux pas. He goes to do another tsunami, and the ref comes back, and he's outside, and he's screaming at Bronson, get down off the ropes, even though it's Last Monster Standing. I don't know why he's doing that. So I'm thinking, okay, well, the ref's back. So my thought was, you know, probably Braun's going to move, and then we're going to do whatever finish we've got. But no, Bronson hits another tsunami. I'm like, that's got to be it. But then Bronson gets up, and the ref is gone again. He went back with the fans. Now Bronson's furious. So, you know, they do some more stuff, and the reason all the guys were out there, the other reason, was because then Braun Strowman climbs up to the post, and he dives onto all of these geeks outside. And keep in mind, he's got a torn groin. I don't think he's ever done a dive off the post in his life. But this guy's like, it's the main event of the last three-hour Raw ever on cable TV. I'm doing it! And he dives off, and everybody falls down. And so then, you know, they get back, and now poor, you know, Braun's got to try and climb the ropes with his torn groin. This poor guy can barely get up there. But Bronson cuts him off with a chair shot, and then they do the giant Big Show superplex. The ring breaks. Thank God this idiot referee went flying. He's flying out of the ring. And so
Tora was impressed.
Yeah, both guys are gone. They're dead. And so the referee comes back, and he's, well, they're down. I must count. And I actually thought, are we going to do, like, a double count out in a last man standing match to build to another one? I was so excited. But they start counting, and Bronson starts to get to his feet, and he starts climbing over, and he's trying to help himself up. There's steps in the ring. And all of a sudden, great booking. It's the return of Seth Rollins, who's been out a month or 6 weeks or whatever, because Bronson Reed gave him like 8 tsunamis one day, which was an awesome angle. And he returns, and he gives Bronson Reed the curb stomp onto the steps. The place goes nuts. Braun Strowman with his torn groin makes it to his feet. He's declared the winner. And it was like, I mean, it was great. Because as much as the referee was stupid, it's like, this Bronson Reed's been awesome. And you know what? This Bronson Reed has an out. He had this match won if it wasn't for that stupid referee. But the stupid referee not being there was for a reason, because fans got killed. They had all the people go out to help the fans, which helped Braun Strowman do the big dive. Seth ends up hitting Bronson with his big move to cost him the match after Bronson took him out for 6 weeks. I mean, everything was perfect. This match was great. It was great. It was well booked. It got everybody over. The fans loved it. I thought this was just a great, you know what? It was worth watching one more 3 hour Raw just to see this match in its entirety. I'll say that.
The entire angle has been great to lead up to this point. There have been some slips here and there, but as you mentioned, Seth Rollins coming back, you know, Braun getting the victory, Bronson having a way out, even though he had the loss, and still going on to face Seth Rollins now in matches that are, I'm really looking forward to these, because obviously we've seen Bronson Reed work with all sorts of guys, especially in New Japan. We've seen him do it a lot now in WWE. It's almost impossible for me to believe that these matches will not be show stealers. They won't be the main event on any of the pay-per-views, I don't think, going forward, but they have a chance to really steal the show with what they do.
So that was great. And then we also had a great segment with
Fusion Collective.
No, CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Yeah. There were a few good segments. The Sami Zayn Gunther segment was good. Like, their promos were good, but it wasn't even close, actually.
It was good by numbers to get to the next.
They're doing a title match, and it's going to be on Raw and not the pay-per-view. And not only that, it's like, you know, Gunther killed Sammy in the segment, and then afterwards they did an angle to set up Gunther and Braun Breaker. So it was like, they couldn't have told you, like, you are supposed to be certain Sammy has no chance. Which makes me think, is he winning? Like, I wouldn't put the title on Sammy now. I mean, he should before his career is over, but he's just, I don't know. It was just weird the way they booked it. But anyway, the Adam Pearce deal with Punk and Drew was awesome. Great promo to set up their match. And we'll talk more about it after the break. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We didn't even talk about any news today. Not that there was a lot. But we could mention that a couple of ratings notes. SmackDown, 1.6 million viewers at a 0.45 in 18 to 49. So they did, in fact, beat Fox in the SmackDown time slot in 18 to 49. They did not beat ESPN, which did a 0.93. And then Rampage did 276,000 and a 0.08, which was not good. Although they had two separate college football games competition. And then Collision, which was Grand Slam Night 2, ended up doing a 435,000 and a 0.13.
You're going to be wanting that number after come this weekend.
I'll just say at this point, you know, we're at the point where 435,000 viewers is very good for Collision.
At least during college football season it is.
Dude, that's the highest. That's the third highest viewership since May, dude. Since May.
That's terrible.
And a terrible. .13 in 18 to 49.
And what do you got? UFC this weekend. You got Bad Blood. You got big-time college football games. It's going to be a long... I don't know if they're taping that one in advance this week, but if it's going live, you know, if you want to support AEW, boy, do it for that show because they're going to be up against it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up for today. Later on tonight, Brian, Vinny, Craig, Sean, and Granny.
Woohoo!
Yeah, she's back tonight. We'll also review, thank God, the last of the primetime wrestling shows before WrestleMania 3. Although this one was better than most, I will say that. Some better action. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.